stop running your fucking business by just hoping things are going to work out. Expect results, demand them, do this, and you will reach beyond the goals that you've set.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. Hey, what's up, fighters? Today I want to talk about why you need to demand results in everything that you do. We live in a world where people could just be busy and active and all this other garbage, but not get the results that we hire them to do or we expect from ourselves. And so today I want to talk about the quickest way, fastest way for you to make the money that you want to make as a contractor. You got to demand results. Demand results. It's so easy to get caught up in all the new and shiny tools and marketing courses and advice from business coaches like me and all that other garbage. But at the end of the day, you need to make sure that you're not just spending your time and money on the latest and greatest thing that's supposed to grow your business. You need to make sure that you're getting the fucking results that you want to get. So listen, it starts with clarity, the burden of clarity. Without being 100% clear on what you want in life, you're not going to get the results that you want. Don't say, I want to get in shape. What does that look like? I want to weigh 190 pounds. I want to run a mile in X amount of time. And, I want my blood pressure to be blah, blah, blah. Those are three very specific things, right? Okay. Or in your business, I want to pay myself $125,000 this year and have $75,000 left in the business bank account on December 31st, 2019. That's specific. See, I often refer to clarity as a burden because most people view taking the time to define what they want as a total hassle. But guys, how can you get the fucking results that are going to fire you up if you don't first get clear on what your target is? So you want to make more money as a contractor, dig into this whole clarity thing and don't half-ass it. All right. So a couple more things. You got to expect results from your team. This is all about demanding results, right? Well, you got to know what the result is. That's clarity. But then you got to demand results from your team. You might have somebody working in your office or a bookkeeper or an office manager or a foreman or a salesperson, whatever it might be. Do they truly know what the expected results are for their position? When I coach companies and they're in our programs, one of the biggest faults that I see is the people that work for you have no fucking idea what their job is. Yeah, they know they're a foreman. They know they're an office manager, but they don't know how to win. They don't know what winning looks like in that position. They don't know how to check the box. Am I doing my job or not doing my job? Many contractors I talk with haven't taken the time to spell this out. Instead, they write some lame-ass job description that they copied and pasted from somebody else. Now, you could start by copying and pasting from somebody else to give you a framework or a template, but then you've got to make it your own. So, here's a tip. For every position in your company, answer this question. What is the one non-negotiable result I expect from this position in order for them to keep their job? What is the one non-negotiable result I expect from this position in order for them to keep their job? Guys, if you start with that and build the clarity of what the expected results are from that question, you're going to have much better quote-unquote results from your team. So for example, if you have a foreman and they're running jobs for you, the way this guy keeps his job is, you know, it could be something as simple as manage no less than $500,000 worth of projects in a calendar year at a minimum average gross profit of 48%, period. That's pretty damn specific. Okay, so take the time, ask the question, what is the non-negotiable result I expect from this position in order for them to keep their job? And the last thing, maybe not the last thing, we'll see. See where my brain goes here today. You got to expect results from yourself. See, I'm not just going to dump this all on your team. we often, as owners, let ourselves off the hook. I do it as well. We all do it if we're not careful and intentional. So what is the non-negotiable result that you expect of yourself in order for you to keep your job as the owner of this company? Many of you guys sell all your own projects. So you act as the owner, but you're also the sales guy. Well, let me ask you this. Do you know what the expected sales results are in order for you to keep your job as the sales guy? Or are you letting yourself off the hook? Or any other position in the business? If you consistently fall short in this, maybe it's time for you to quit and go work for somebody else. All right, you have to expect results from yourself, because if you don't, you're just going to have this business that just meanders through life, and you're up one year and down the next and up, and you never get off the hamster wheel. You never get out of the rat race. You can never build a team. You can never build something that somebody might want to buy someday. You're never going to build something that's going to give you consistent income and all that other garbage that you're stressed about. So you got to expect results from yourself. Hey, if you're not yet making $100,000 or more in personal take-home pay from your business, then I want you to head to thecontractorfight.com/100K. Contractorfight.com/100K. And I want you to get on the wait list. Because at the end of July 2019, we're opening up a new program called the 100K Contractor, and it is designed to attack every area of your business through some group coaching and some sales training and a bunch of other cool stuff that cover every area of your business, all right, with the sole purpose, the sole result, the sole outcome of getting you to $100,000 of personal take-home pay from your business. And not just one time, but doing it consistently over and over and over again. Guys, the people that have followed my coaching and followed my programs, I tell you what, more of them have reached that 100K mark than any other coach has ever delivered for people because of the things that we're going to teach. And we've decided to package it in an awesome little program here called the 100K Contractor. And I invite you to head to thecontractorfight.com/100K and put your name, put your email in there, and we'll just send email updates. When we open that thing up, and at that point you do what you want. Now listen, if you're listening to this after, you know, July or August of 2019, and you go there, there's probably not a waitlist thing in there anymore. It's probably, you know, a thing to sign up or whatever. But I want you guys to get there. If you're not yet making $100,000, that's a disgrace, because you deserve better. Your family deserves better. And one of the ways that we're going to bring respect back to the trades, one of the ways that we're going to help the labor shortage and all that other stuff, is to start making the money that we deserve as contractors. So head to thecontractorfight.com/100K. Hasta la pasta, cuervo de noche, and all those other cool words that I have no idea what they mean. And we'll see you guys next time. All right. I guess this will be the final thing here. Yeah. If you want to make more money as a contractor, you got to demand results. And one of the ways to do that is you got to watch the game film right after the game. We call this job costing. Okay. A lot of you know I coach high school football. We normally play a game on a Friday night. Then Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m., our team rolls in and we get together as a staff and a team, and we watch not the whole game, but we watch parts of the game, key parts of the game. The tape tells the truth about the things that we did well and about the things that we need to fix. So guys, each week in your business, you have got to measure the results you expect in a short company meeting. Salespeople should share what they've sold in the past week, and are they on target to reach the quarterly goal? The bookkeeper can share, or the office manager, or whoever does your books, can share what they've collected in the past week and what's still outstanding and what's open and all that other stuff. Foreman can share about the job costing from their latest job. Hey, this was the Reber job. It was bid for 100 hours. We brought it in at 96. I had an upsell of, you know, $750. They, you know, filled out our quality form on the, when we walked the job with them, they're all happy. Everything's good. There's no issues, blah, blah, blah. Guys, you see what we're doing here? We're watching the game tape consistently. Stop running your fucking business by just hoping things are going to work out. Expect results, demand them, do this, and you will reach beyond the goals that you've set. I'm out.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.